The Gemara Maseches Yoma Daf Heivav Amud Aleph quotes a brisa Kitatanya Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha Shehei Shem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadecha. Shem Shamayim should be misahev, should be become beloved because of you. How so? Shehei Korei Ripsukim Vishonei where Mishnayis. Umishamish Tamini Chachamim Rashi interprets, learn the depth of Torah, v'yehei masau umatano, your business, the way the Bach reads, is be'amuna, v'dibur benachas, im habrios, mahabrios, omros, what will people say? Allah, ashrei aviv shalom de Torah, ashrei rabo shalom de Torah, or ashrei poloni, shalime Torah, ashrei aviv shalom de Torah. The Gemara points out that if a person learns the way they should, naturally they'll come to be honest in business, speak politely, respectfully, and ultimately, Shem Shammai will be misahev al yadav. In a certain sense, this Gemara is teaching a hashkafic point, which is watering seeds produces beautiful flowers the same way Torah, in Mayim El Torah, so to speak, using Torah helps produce a beautiful person. The more you water flowers, the better they come out. The more you pour Torah onto a person, the better it comes out. The more one invests in learning, the more one digs deep into learning, the more naturally one is masau matanu be'amuna v'diburo nachas imabrios. And one of the major ideas of Talmud Torah, which we're really engaging into this year in a very intensive way, is that the koach of Torah is transformative. Torah should help us cultivate more committed, polite, dedicated, friendly personalities. I mentioned to Norman just yesterday, it's an unbelievable sheet of the Rebbeinu Yeshayim, the Sechus Bava Kama. The Gemara there has a discussion both in Bava Kama as well as in Kiddushin, I believe. I forgot the second one. But the Gemara wants to know what's better, Gadol Halimut or Gadol HaMaisa, what's greater? And the Gemara concludes, Gadol Halimut should maybe lead the Maisa. There's a machlokas, does that mean Alma Maisa Adif, or maybe even really, really, really? Limud is Adif, and there's an interesting out-of-the-box sheet of the Rebbeinu Yeshayu, who informs us of a profound psychological insight, which he thinks is Pshat and Gemara. Godol ha-limud shemebi lide maisa, if you learn at a younger age, it'll bring you to a lifetime full of maisa. If you invest, if you learn, if you understand, if you commit, if you throw yourself into Lima Torah at a young age, it'll translate to a life of commitment, a life of knowledge of halacha, a life of living the dream, religiously committed life that you learned about when you were younger. Torah is supposed to help us cultivate a long-term religious personality in terms of both Benav Lamach and Benav Lechavera. There's a story told of the Baal Tanya who saw a chassid learning and there's a baby crying and crying and the chassid's learning and learning and doesn't hear the baby crying and he goes, if that's what your Torah does to you, what's it worth? Torah's supposed to soften your heart, make you more sensitive. And one aspect to be derived from this Gemara of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha Shehem Shamayim Misai Val Yadecha is that what it does to you is makes you a person who people should learn how to love Hashem with. And the second obvious conclusion is that when you do learn, cultivate yourself into a person who is Mekadosh Shem Shamayim as you go along. Develop the religious personality of someone religiously committed. So when people do meet you and do interact with you, they're impressed. The Sifri adds on, it says, Ahavaso al Habrios Ka'av Mavinu Shahayamachnis Anashim Tachis Kanfe Ashrina. Avram may have been the paradigmatic example of someone who cultivated a religious personality and used it to be Makadosh Shem Shamayim. And therefore, the most two basic levels of this Gemara is, number one, Torah should help refine you. It's like sandpaper, so to speak. And simultaneously, allow that beauty that Torah transforms you into to be inspiring, like Avraham. But there's a third element to the Gemara, which perhaps is the most surprising. Because if I would tell you that Torah has the koach to transform you, you probably would have understood that. If I would have told you Torah has the koach to transform you, and with that new transformation, with the metamorphosized, better, more impressive, more sensitive, more kind, more whatever it is, improved you, you could be Makadoshim Shemayim, that would also probably not come as a surprise. The most surprising aspect of this Gemara is that is learned from the Pasuk, from V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. That's Avas Hashem. L'chor, I would have imagined that's important, that's relevant, but why is this Akim and Avas Hashem? Shouldn't Avas Hashem be between me and God? Shouldn't Avas Hashem be no deeper than that? No broader than that? Very important. But my love of Hashem means I learned Torah and I'm a Kaddish and Shemayim. I'm not saying they're mutually exclusive or don't work together. I'm just saying they shouldn't be the same. There are two different goals. One is love God. Two is be a Kaddish and Shemayim. Maybe even three, cultivate a religious personality. And I think it really boils down to a fantastic and important Sfarno who raises a central Hashkafic question, which is, what does Avas Hashem even mean? How does one love God? I'm sure you must have heard the value and importance of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem in your life, and if not intuitively, we all seem to know that Avas Hashem is one of the more important mitzvahs, assuming you can rank them. No one's like, yeah, Avas Hashem, that's one of the peripheral mitzvahs. I don't even know why that's included. Intuitively, we don't think that way. It's important, but it's just so difficult to accomplish. So the Sfarno has this fascinating line of Sefer Devarim, Perek Devar, right on the pasuk of V'ahavta Shemokecha, he writes, Tismach la'asot ma'ashetov be'inav, kasher tavin shein tachlis nechbad bideh. That's the lesson of this Sfarno. Tismach la'asot ma'ashetov be'inav, be happy doing things that are good in his eyes, kasher tavin shein tachlis nechbad bideh. You'll realize there's no greater purpose. What's he talking about? So I think what the Sfarno means, and I came about this not thinking about the Sfarno, but thinking about myself and whatever levels of Avas Hashem I have achieved in my life, and certainly there's more to continue going at. I asked myself, what do I love about God? It's an interesting question. And I think what speaks to me the most is the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my life, my existence, and that's very, very important to me. Probably the second most important thing God has ever given me. I very much value my existence. I very much value being here. I value every second and every moment, and certainly the aggregate of all the moments together. That's the almost highest amount of value I have. There's only one thing I value more than that, which is being able to do something meaningful and purposeful with the time I have on this planet. Because if I only had time without anything purposeful and meaningful and real to do, I'd be much more than 50% saddened. What I appreciate and love most about Hashem is he's given me the opportunity not just to live, that's number two, the opportunity to make my life meaningful and purposeful, not just be born and die 120 years later and have arbitrarily random happenstance things occur. What I value most in my life is the opportunity to do something meaningful, purposeful with it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me that opportunity, as well as is that opportunity. And therefore, I've fallen in love because Hashem has given me what I value more than anything, the opportunity to do meaningful, purposeful things in this world. And things you really, really value, you want to share with others. It's like a great joke, or lahavdil, a good piece of Lashon Hara. When you really hear something that you really, really like, you want to share it. I heard a great joke, it's this and this. Did you see the file? You send it on Facebook, you post it on your, a little clip, you put it on Facebook, you send it out to your friends. Everyone you know should see this clip. It's an awesome clip. I love it. I want to share things I love with people I love. There's no greater thing you should love and want to share with people than the profound beauty and meaning of Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fingerprint in this world. And therefore, I think Bedafka, Pshat in this Gemara, is that V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, part of loving God, is appreciating what He's given you, how profound and meaningful of a gift it is, and therefore the natural result is Shehashem Shemayim Misai Val Yadecha. I want to internalize everything meaningful that God has given me, and therefore Korei V'shonei U'mishamish Tamei Chacham. And the more I internalize and drink up as much as what God is serving, the more v'yehei masau matanu be'amuna v'tiburo benachas mavlios, I automatically become a refined person. When it's really lishma, and not just trying to be the smartest to get the most right answers or project a very intelligent, cerebral interest to the world, but genuinely you want to suck up with the Kaddish Baruch, you just become a fine person. And that's Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. And that entire picture is Ahavas Hashem. Because you want to share with people the greatest gift that's ever been bestowed upon you. Once there was a Talmud in the yeshiva, I'll mention his name because I won't mention his name. So I don't think I gained much by doing so. He said to me, Rabbi, why is it fair that Goyim don't have to keep all the mitzvot? And I was kind of born into it. And if I don't, it's like bad. It doesn't seem very fair at all. It reminded me of a story of one of the yeshivas in Brooklyn, like a terrible story that took place there. Most of the place, minority of Talmid Magai, very frum place, top ocher, top guy. Turns out he finds out his mother had some type of gerus that was a pagam, not right. He walks over, puts his keep on the yeshiva's desk, and walks outside without thinking twice. It's like a horrific story. Mutter, totally mutter, as long as he keeps Shabbos B'nech, it's fine. But this guy probably had the same question. So my Talmud asked the exact same question, just without the putting down keeper trick, and without the giver's mother story. He says, Rabbi, why is it fair that we're born into Judaism? It's really unfair. I didn't choose this. Goyim have the opportunity to convert or not. They have a great choice. I was forced into something I never selected, never chose. Why is that fair? So I said to him, it's not fair. You're right. It's not fair. He responded, okay, but could you do any better than that? Like he gave me a little shrug, like, that's it? So I said to the Tom, would you want your children to be Jewish? And he says, yes. I go, so you're telling me you would pass forward the exact same unfairness, disservice that was done to you to your children? He goes, yeah, I would. I go, I think it's because you value the beauty of Torah more than you're off put by the unfairness of being forced into it. He goes, that's exactly it. That's Ahavas Hashem. I want my children to be frum. I want them to be B'nai Torah. I want them to be committed. I want them to excel in everything I value so deeply because I care about it so much and I care about them so much. You shouldn't be insulted. It's true about you guys as Talmidim to a lesser degree. It's okay to love your children more than your Talmidim, although I have a strong affinity for you guys and the guys I know longer. And the guys I know less long, I look forward to furthering the relationships. I sincerely do. The reason why I'm in chinuch is not because I like teaching Torah, although that's secondary. It's because I love Talmidim. It's really the truth that goes back to a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. You should be like the Talmidim of Aaron. Ohev eshav, ohev shalom, rodev shalom, ohev eshav rios and the carbon of Torah. It's not ohev Torah and teach it to whoever you can. It's love people and share with them the most gevaldic thing you know. In Yiratz Hashem, we should continue learning, internalizing, growing, independently and more importantly, part of the larger aggregate, the larger picture, the larger religious agenda of Ahavas Hashem, internalizing the greatest gift God ever gave us and loving it so much that you're a natural spring flowing with shefa, an abundance, a walking inspiration on fire with an incredible sense of sensitivity. As the Gemara says, Adaf, Hevav Amid Alt, the Gemara we've been discussing. The Haftas Hashem Alokacha, she has shame, Shamayim, Misahev, Ayodacha. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.